Matthew chapter number 7. Bible says in verse number 13, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." I want to preach for just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought, the right road. The right road. Now, as we look at this morning, we see the Lord Jesus. Now, if you've got a red letter edition, it's the writing of the words of the Lord in verses 13 and 14 here in the book of Matthew chapter 7. And He says to enter in at the straight gate. Now, that's not a suggestion, that is a statement. Amen? Bible says there's a way that seemeth right, but its end is destruction. Amen? But I want to say today that there is a way that is right, and it leads to life in that eternal. I don't know about you, when it comes to destruction or life eternal, I think I'll take life. And we get that in Jesus Christ, Brother Charles, this morning. Amen? I'm looking for life. And in order to have that, He said, enter in at the straight gate. And He tells us why to enter in that gate. He said, wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And He said, there's many that go in thereat. And the road to destruction's wide open, youngins. Listen, family, today, it's wide open. Listen, children, today, the road to destruction is wide open. Everybody can enter in. You say, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? Brother Bill, I'm saying this morning, as your pastor, I love you today, each and every one of you. Amen. And I want you to be safe in the arms of God. I want you to be safe. I want you to have peace and assurance in your heart and your life that everything is going to be okay no matter what obstacles we face in the world today. Amen. So I want to just encourage you, praise you, to tell you there is a broad way, but listen, what I want to say is you don't have to follow the crowd into the broad way. Amen? And I want to say here equivocally, we can't follow the crowd in that broad way. Because it may seem right now, but I want to say there's a way that is right, and that's the way of the Lord. Amen? The way of the Lord. And now we look at this and we see some things, and I know today the only thing we can do in order to be saved is to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, believe on Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Amen. It's not a stipulation in there except for believing on Him. That means to trust in Him, to rely on Him, to adhere to the Lord, to listen to Him, amen, as He guides us and He shows us the way that's right. There's a way that seems right, but I want to say the way there is, irrequivocally, a way that is right today. Amen. And Jesus told us in John chapter number 14, He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. So He said, hey, listen, there's a way that's right, and He said, I'm it. Amen. Hey, do you know another way to get to heaven tonight or today? Is there another way? Amen. Jesus said, I am the way. And He says, while you're going, He said, I'll be your life. Amen. On the road, praise God, He said, I'll go with you and I'll be your life. Amen. Because I'm the way. In other words, He said, I'm the way. It's the way that you go, and I'm the life you live while you're getting there. Amen. I'm the way, truth, and life. And He said, nobody cometh unto the Father. He said, there's no other way to get there. No man. You say, well, preacher, I've known some good godly people. I've had people in this valley going visiting, and I've had them say, well, preacher, my mama was a good godly woman. My papa was a good godly man. Praise God. That's honor. That's heritage. Praise God. But in order to get to heaven, we got to fall there in with them. And the only way that they were good, the only way that they were honorable, the only way that they were godly is because they accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, and they begin to walk with Him. Praise God, toward the portals of glory. Amen. For His name's sake. And that's what get them in. Amen. You can't get in by your works because me and you ain't good enough. That's just a fact. But there's a broad way that's drawing men, women, boys, and girls today. And Jesus said, you don't need to go in that way. There's many that's going in there going in that direction. But praise God, he said, I've got another way. Verse 14, he says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. He said, there's a straight way, that's a narrow way. And as I thought on this, I was thinking about my Lord Jesus Christ and how good he is to me and what he does in my heart. You pray for us this morning. I want to give this to you the way God gave it to me. I don't want to try to add anything to it or take away from it. Just show you what he showed me. Paint you a picture this morning so you can see how wonderful the Lord Jesus Christ is, how magnificent he is, how he is that ever-present help in the times of troubles, how he's the one that'll reach down further than you reach up, and he'll bring you into the way, praise God, and he'll show you what's necessary today, praise God, for you to have life and have it in abundance. Amen. See, in your life and my life, we have a lot of obstacles in the way. Brother Bill, they was a mountaintop that was for me in my life. It was unattainable. I could not get to that place on that mountaintop where I would like to have been, where I would like to be, and neither could you. Amen. And there's a road that goes up that mountain, amen, that's filled with all kinds of obstacles. There's treacherous places and gullies and hard places and difficult places that's far too great for us to navigate. Amen? And the road is so narrow, so restrictive, that you have to be steady like a goat on your feet in order to make the journey. But I want to say that there's one today. Now stay with me a minute. There's one today, praise God, that was able to attain to that mountaintop. There was one today that was able to traverse that journey and to make that climb and to climb that hill. There was one, praise God, that went up that road, praise God. And his name was Jesus. Jesus Christ, praise God, was born of a woman. Amen. Lived on earth, was seen of man, died for our sins according to Scripture, and rose the third day victorious over the grave. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He set out, praise God, when he left portals of heaven to come down to be that propitiation for sin, that price of sin. Because there was a mountaintop that was unconquerable in this world. Me and you had no way to attain to the top of the mountain, much less to conquer the mountain itself. But I want to say that there's a Lord and Savior that was able to come. And he was able to evaluate the situation. He was able to look at that mountain. He was able to look at the steepness and the terrain of that mountain. Praise God, before the foundation of the world, Brother Jeff. And he said, Father, hey, the world says it's impossible. The world said there's no way. No way a man could conquer that. But Jesus said, Father, if you'll let me become like Brother Jeff, he said, I'll go down there and I'll be born in the world and I'll grow up just like him. And praise God, I'll conquer that mountain. I'll go all the way, praise God. I won't stop in the middle. I won't give up. Father said, Son, if you'll go, he said, I'll let you. Amen. An unconquerable mountaintop. No way to get there. But Jesus said, Father, if you'll let me, I'll not only conquer that mountain, but I'll make them a road. Amen. I'll make them a way, praise God, to get to where I am. And I'll make them a way, praise God, that they can get to where you are. Amen. I believe God the Father, Brother Bill, smiled down in his heart. Amen. Praise God, because the Bible said that he was pleased. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And God the Father said, Son, go ahead. Amen. So the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ come born of a woman. Full of his days were full of troubles. Amen. But he began that long journey to the top of the mountain. To the top of a mountain called Mount Calvary. For years and centuries and decades, the priest had brought sacrifices to God. But now listen to this. The Bible tells us, Brother Lynn, that the only thing they could do is bring those sacrifices to the foot of the mountain. They could never conquer that mountain. Through centuries and centuries, decades and ages, Brother Bill, they would bring those sacrifices. Amen. They would bring them to the foot of that mountain. And they'd offer up to God for appeasement of their sins. Trying to attain to that place that they need, that they would like to be. That they needed to be, but they could never attain to that high without, praise God, but Jesus said, I'll make a road. And I'll bring them up the mountain. Amen. So Bible teaches that Jesus came and he lived. And he told the Father, he said, I'll go, I'll make a way. And we see as God Almighty, he said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. He said, there's got to be a way to get to the top. And he says, I'll make a way. He said, but now it's going to be a narrow way. And Jesus contemplated this. You say, preacher, you trying to be the mind of God? No, I'm just being what God that speaks to my heart. Amen. That same God that speaks to your heart, the same God that speaks to my heart. And Jesus said, I've got to make a way. He said, I'm going to make a way. He said, that it's going to be a straight way. He said, I can't have a whole lot of turns and curves in it. As we was going yesterday, there was people there from all over the country, all over faiths and denominations and all kind of things. But there was some people that was trying to pass out brochures and things on a different way, a more perfect way. They're crippled too high for crutches. There's only one way, and it is a perfect way, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But Jesus said, the Bible says that it's a narrow path. It's a narrow way. Amen. You go into it through the narrow gate and you start on a narrow way. But Jesus Christ said, Father, I'm going to make it a narrow way. Amen. For men to walk, for women to walk, for children to walk. It's going to be narrow for them to walk on, but it's going to be wide enough for me to walk on it with them. Amen. He said, preacher, how do you know? Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. On that narrow path. Amen. Listen, you say, well, preacher, what's the use if we have to go through all these things in the world? What's the use of Christianity? What's the use of being born again? What's the use of being saved? What's the use of putting our faith and trust and relying on the Lord if we're going to have to go through all these obstacles? I want to say because the path is narrow. Amen. There's treacherous places in it. But Jesus Christ said, I'll be there with you on the path. The path is narrow, but I'm on that path with you. Praise God. And when the obstacles get too big for you to get around, praise God, I'll pick you up and I'll love you up and I'll carry you, praise God. Past them. How many times has the Lord reached down and picked you up and carried you past those obstacles as you try to walk on this narrow path? It's difficult. It's hard to be a child of God. God never said it'd be easy, but praise God, there's a prize waiting at the end. And we know that there's only one path and where it leads to. So Jesus said, praise God, listen, Father, I'll take them on a narrow path and I'll take them, praise God, and I'll keep them on that path. Amen. Praise God, He becomes the shepherd of our soul. He begins to lead us in the path of righteousness for His namesake on that narrow path. Amen. Looking for that glorious day with that mountaintop experience. Praise God. He's taking us on a journey up a mountain on a narrow path. Praise God. Making the road safe before us. Now I said again, it won't always be an easy road. It won't always be an easy path. But praise God, He'll be there to help us to get them, to make it through. Amen. To get us to Himself. And then when we get to the top, praise God, and we're shouting the victory, praise God, guess who will be there with us, rejoicing with us, amen, on the journey? It'll be the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. We've sung about Him all morning. We've praised Him and worshiped Him all morning because of the hope we have in Him. Amen. The right road, praise God, leads you to a place, amen, of satisfaction that we've never seen before. Amen. And it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Listen, there's a road that's rough. But we need somebody to guide us. There's a road that, amen, that we need somebody to lift us up on over those rough spots. Amen. When we're unsteady, praise God, we need somebody to reach down with a hand that's steady. Who's got the steadiest hand you know? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. His hands are steady. They're not shaking. Could you imagine if you was a... Now, the Bible says that we're the clay upon the potter's wheel. Can you imagine, Brother Jeff, if he had to shook like he's got Parkinson's? Yeah. You'd be all kind of... Brother Scott, you'd be all kind of deformed. Amen. If God's hands were shaky. You know, but why is it when we pray and we talk to God, somebody's getting ready to go into some kind of major surgery, we pray and we talk to God and we ask God, please reach and take the surgeon's hands and help them to be steady. Amen. Because His hands are always steady. When we're unsteady, praise God, He's always steady. He's not fretting, shaking, holding His face, wondering what's going to happen. He knows exactly where we're at, knows exactly the situation, but He knows the end result from the beginning. Amen. He knows where we're at, knows what He needs to do to fix us. Praise God, He does. Amen. So when we're climbing out and we're getting up there to a place where we're rejoicing in the Lord, I thank God for every leg of the journey myself. Sometimes, you know, as Christians, we're not satisfied till we're shouting on the mountaintop. Amen. You know, if we're not shouting on the mountaintop and jumping and running pews, praise God, hanging from the light fixtures, amen, we say, boy, something's wrong. But praise God, I thank God for every day of the journey that God gives us in this flesh and blood to come together to worship Him in spirit and truth. Sometimes it's those still times when the Spirit of God is just moving through the place. People don't have, they can't say a word, but the tears are running down your face and you can't even make it audible. But the Bible said that the Spirit of God, praise God, knows the groaning of your soul and He takes it to the point of glory. Let me tell you, younger today, probably what you're feeling down your soul has already come from there. Amen. If it ain't come from there, praise God, that feeling ain't going to help you anyway. A whole lot of people are looking for a feeling, a satisfaction. Amen. They say, well, boy, if I ever get the feeling, I'm going to worship God. You'll probably never get the feeling it, praise God. Amen. You get to worshiping God and the feeling will come. Amen. You know, I was thinking about yesterday, we could have went up there and stood there and said, well, you know, if this crowd gets stirred, Brother Bill, I may get in here in a little bit. Amen. I'm looking around. If I see somebody give a Holy Ghost grunt, amen, I'm going to grunt with them. I didn't go for that. I went to pray and talk to God. I went to pray petition before God. I went looking to get something from my Lord. You know what? He didn't disappoint. Amen. I wasn't looking around to see what they was doing over here or what they was doing over here or what they was doing. Well, I did look around one time to see what was happening back here. Praise God, I looked around and there was a lot of open space behind me. Amen. And I ain't paranoid, but I never have a lot like the people to be behind me much. Amen. He said, preacher, you don't trust people? No, I trust the Lord. Amen. But there's one time I did look around. I thought, I mean, there was spaces here to that modesty bench or more behind me. If there wasn't nobody, and I looked around, praise God, we got to worship. Praise God, I looked around. They wasn't a safe. I mean, they wasn't. Let me cover this mic. They wasn't at times a whole lot of social distancing, you might say. Amen. But now we were wearing our masks. We was trying to be careful. Hey, but we sanitized ourselves after we got done. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you what, I got something all over me up there. Amen. Amen. It wasn't the corona, praise God. It was the Holy Ghost of God. He pulled up, amen, and made supplication down in my heart as I was crying out to God. And he said, hey, listen, I believe you found the path. You followed the right road. You've got the, well, glory, somebody jump up and shout. He said, you've got to the place where the glory's come out. I'm just going to pour it out on purpose. Amen. Amen. I looked around the folks that we was with. There's 12 of us. I looked around the folks that was with us. I praise God, water was running out of their face like a fountain. People was raised their head. They was praising, worshiping God, giving God glory. Hey, we wasn't worshiping no man. We wasn't worshiping people that was there. We was worshiping the God. Praise God, it brought us to where He was. Amen. You know what's amiss? And we're trying to walk right, but we ain't on the right road. Amen. With the right person. The Bible says there's a path. It's not easy. He said there's a road. It's narrow. But it's not too narrow for Him to walk on it with you. But He said there's also a shepherd on that road. Praise God. That's God. That's a guiding force. He's got a rod and a staff. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That comforts us. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't like it when he uses the rod. And I don't like it when he uses the staff. Praise God, I do. I like it. Praise the Lord. I want to be just like him when I grow up. Amen. Praise God. He'll knock a lump on my head if I need him to. He'll hook me with that thing, pull me to himself. Amen. Praise his holy name. Amen. You say, preacher, I don't like the discipline of God. Praise God, then do right. Amen. Praise God. It's not all rejoicing, though. It's not all victory in the Lord. Amen. We're not all, praise God, bounding on the mountaintop. Now, when we are, He's there with us, Brother Bill. When we're rejoicing victorious on the mountaintop, praise God, He's there, whoa, rejoicing with us. Especially when we're giving Him praise because He's the way that we got there. Now, a lot of these doctrinally sound people would say, now, preacher, you know, it's just receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing Him in your heart, and He takes care of everything for you, so you never have to worry about yourself again. You're signed and sealed. Praise God. I know about all that. I'm not stupid. I've read the book, the volume it's written. Amen. He is the author and the finisher of faith. Praise God. He made a means of salvation. He saved me by His marvelous grace, wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, has no, praise God, eraser. But I'll tell you what, I can put myself in situations if I ain't careful. But I need a shepherd. Amen. Are you listening to me, church? I love you this morning. God bless your sweetheart. God loves you this morning. He's wanting to draw us to Himself. He's getting ready to take us home, praise God. Amen. I'm getting ready. How about you? Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna shout and praise God and enjoy myself while I'm finishing the journey. Amen. You may get the pooch slip and the mully grubs you want to, but I ain't going to go with you. Amen. You'll be on that train ride by yourself. Amen. Or just shout and praise God till we get there together. Amen. What happens? You know what happens? We go through this life and we get to a place where abundance begins to drive us. I thought about that as we were traveling things. I thought the reason that America is in the shape she's in, we become used to God being good to us. Amen? God has been so good to us. Hey, listen, we don't have need of nothing. Amen? You say, that's right, preacher, I don't need nothing. Yeah, see, that's where you messed up. You need God more than you ever did. So we take care of what we do have for His glory. So we give Him glory and praise for it. But if we ain't careful, we need that good shepherd. We need the shepherd because that the abundance of this world, it drives us too close to the edge. Amen? Hello? I'm still up here. I'm still trying to preach. It's like, look down there. Goes a preacher. He's gone to meddling again. Next thing you know, he'll be talking about what I'm doing in my spare time. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
But God Almighty said, we're so blessed, praise God. We don't think to remember who the blesser is, and we get caught, and this old flesh that we live in drags us out too close to the edge. And that's when we need a shepherd with a staff and a rod to come up, praise God, and to bring us back to where He is. Hello? How many times you got out there, praise the Lord, got to thinking, boy, look at me now. I've got this good job. I done found it for myself. Yeah, I did. Making good money. Got two cars and a garage to put them in. Yes, sir. Bass boat under the carport. Hey, man, I'm going to load up and do me some fishing. Bless God. You always put that bless God in there because it makes it sound really religious. Amen. Really religious. Like you're doing it for the Lord. Amen. Now, lesson he told you, like Peter said, go out into the lake, cast your net, cast your line, and the first fish that come out, they'll piece some money, take it, and pay your taxes and mine. I don't know if God's in it or not. Amen. But God Almighty said, listen, so we get too close to the edge, we get too used to the abundance, praise God, and so if we ain't very carefully, we'll deliberately wander into the hands, we'll wander away from Him. Am I still preaching this morning? I'm still in the book. Amen. He said, there's some pernicious and backslidden ways. That's what abundance will do to us if we ain't careful. We get caught up and we say, well, look what I've done. Praise God. We're to humble ourselves and say, well, I thank God for what you give me. He's been so good to me, boy. I appreciate Him so much. Amen. But we realize, praise God, it's because of Him. His staff and His rod, praise God, He firmly directs us. Hello? Back to the safety of the rock. Amen. How many of you, I want you to raise your hand. You can't if you want to, I don't care. I'm going to raise mine. Praise God, how many of you have got to that point, you went out there, you got out there on the edge, and maybe just a little farther? Amen. God done, the Lord God Almighty's done blessed you, He's helped you, and praised you. I mean, you've been in there, you've been shouting and praising, giving Him glory, and all of a sudden you find yourself out there on the edge, running around somewhere. Amen. And God Almighty, because He loves you, He reaches out there with that staff and that rod. And, oh, where'd that come from? You're like the old prodigal. When he come to himself. Amen. God got a way of thumping you in the noggin and making you like it. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for the knots I've got on my head. Or God Almighty, come to where I was. I said, come to where I was. You say, Pastor Jeff, I can't believe, Pastor Church, you would say that you've ever got out of God's will, got away from God, started in your own direction. Praise God, I have. But I want to say there's a God of heaven, Brother Bill, that loved me enough. I say, He loved me enough that He reached down, thumped me on my noggin. Praise God, put me on my back, got me looking up. I said, yes, God, you've got my attention. Amen. Praise God. He looked down and said, son, while I've got your focus, amen, there's a way over here. There's a path. And it's narrow. It doesn't have no turnouts. And it don't have no side streets. Hello. Amen. Somebody ought to just jump up and say, well, glory, thank you, Jesus, for getting my attention. Amen. Praise God. He'll get you where you come back and get some help, praise God. Not from this world, not from yourself, but from the portals of glory. Amen. Thank God for those lumps on my noggin, because He loved me so much. Amen. Bless His holy name. He's our companion, the great shepherd. The shepherd and keeper of our soul, praise His holy name. Those obstacles coming away, but that great shepherd, the Bible teaches that He's always close to hand. Now you can take that close to hand meaning two different things. He's close by, or He's close to handle us. Amen. I like both. Amen. I like it when He's close by, And I like it when He handles us. Ain't you glad you got it? Hey, listen, I'm about done. Stay with me a minute, will you? Amen. I like it that I've got a God that loves me enough that He'll lay hands on me. He'll touch me, praise God. A hands-on God. Don't you like it? Amen. He touches us with His Word, praise God. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, he said, things is getting pretty difficult over here, Lord. Amen. He said, things ain't exactly the way I figured this thing to be. Kind of what we're the theme today, amen. It's a straight road, a right road. It's not an easy road, but it's a road, praise God. And it leads to the portals of glory. It's the way. Amen. The Apostle said, Lord, it's kind of getting difficult over here. And you might want to send me some help. He said, Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 8, he said, for these things I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Amen. He said, the flesh is bothering me. The devils are bothering me. The world's bothering me. Paul said, pretty much, God, everything's bothering me. You ever been there? You do if you live in this world. But the Bible says in verse 9, he said, and He said unto me, the Lord, my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. He said, hey, no matter what you're going through, praise God, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. I'll give you all you need, praise God, to get you through this. Because He said, I know it's difficult. The Bible says, but Lord, you don't understand. I don't have the strength within myself to overcome these obstacles that's in this narrow road. So the Lord would say in the second part of that verse, He said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. He said, hey, I know you're weak, Paul. He said, but praise God, my strength is made perfect when you're weak. In other words, He said, I'll deliver perfect strength to bring you through it, to help you out in your circumstance. Matthew 28, 20, He said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now, He puts that amen on there, which literally means, what do you think about that? You say, I just have to say amen, Lord, amen on me. Praise God, I know that you're able. Praise God. So we have a narrow road, and we have a shepherd, and He offers us stability. Amen. Now, if you ain't very careful, you could fall off the road. You fall off, break your neck, break your leg. I was up here right after I had that car wreck, and I had this floating sensation going on. And they said it was some kind of a trauma-induced vertigo from the accident where it slung us around. And I'd be going along, and all of a sudden I felt like I was floating, like I was on a boat dock. And I come up here right after that, and I brought my four-wheeler, and I was hauling some stuff out and moving some wood and stuff. And I backed up here to the bank to take my to load my four-wheeler up. And I run it up the ramps, put it on the truck, and I started back down the ramps. And I had that floating system, and I stepped through those ramps. My foot went; it was about this high off. My foot went plumb to the ground, but I fell. And it was right in between those ramps. And when I fell, it caught my leg. And I said, oh, my goodness, that wasn't good. And I thought, man, you done broke your leg up here all by yourself. Well, after that, those folks told me I had some pretty good medical advice. Some of the ladies in church, my wife told me, she said, well, your leg ain't broke, preacher. If your leg is broke, you couldn't walk on it. I said, okay. So I went about 6 weeks, and the thing was still bothering me a whole lot. So finally one day I told Teresa, I'm just going to go get x-ray of that thing, see what's going on. I went over to Blue Ridge Bone Joint, and they said, said x-ray shows right here your leg's broke. I said, I kind of thought that was a fact. I said, well, what are we going to do, Doc? He said, well, something already took place. It's healing back. Ain't nothing I can do for you. I said, well, glory be to God. He done took care of it. Amen. Praise His holy name. He's already. Amen. Praise. Hey, listen, they was a stumbling. They can be falling, praise God. But there's a God Almighty who'll take care of you. Amen. Amen. He'll catch you on the way. Amen. Hey, listen, I said all that to say this. There's a whole lot of people that might not have any compassion for you in this world. Amen. They won't sympathize with you much, but they, or if I, at all. But there's a God of heaven, praise God, that's stability for you. Amen. He's got you. He'll scot you. He'll help you, praise God. He'll do whatever He needs to do. And the whole time He's doing it, He said He'd talk to you in that still small voice. Amen. There's a voice. Now, the devil's road is rough. Amen. The devil will take you on a road, and that road's it looks pretty good, but after you travel while you realize it's breaking up, and it ain't really good. But God Almighty put you on road, and that road's stable. Praise God. If there's any bad spots in it, He'll go before you to take care of it with you. Amen. And no matter what happens, praise God, He walks beside you every step of the way. Now, there's a place if you want to go look at it. And in Psalm 73, the psalmist says that he goes through this same situation. He said he sees these things taking place. He said, I tell you where I've been, and I tell you what God done for me. How God Almighty was there in Psalm 73. It's all about how God Almighty just shows up and He makes a difference in your life. He said, preacher, when does He make a difference? When you're on the right road. Because if you're on the right road, you're on with the right person, the keeper of your road. Amen. So God Almighty is trying to tell us, He said, we just need to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. We need to just trust the Lord as our Lord and our Savior. Why? Because, praise God, there's a road, and He's a road builder. And He's made a road, praise God, He made a road to the top of Mount Calvary. Amen. And He bids all of us to come unto Him. All you that's weary and heavy laden, and He'll give you rest. He'll give us rest. Amen.